A bipartisan group of Idaho lawmakers is hoping to eliminate certain tax exemptions on buildings or land owned by a public entity. James Dawson explains that this could offset local property taxes instead.
Just in the Boise area alone, there are dozens of properties owned by cities, counties, or the state that don't have to pay any property taxes, even though they're leased to private businesses. For example, the privately owned Chevron gas station directly next to the airport was valued at nearly $1.2 million last year. But the land it sits on is owned by the airport and was not taxed. Democratic Representative John Gannon is sponsoring a constitutional amendment that would get rid of this kind of exemption.
This is a first step. There's no increase in local budgets, and it's allocated to property tax relief.
Any new money collected under this amendment would not go towards padding the bank accounts of local and county governments. Instead, the cash could only be used to slash property tax rates, which Gannon estimates could be as much as a 2% cut in Boise. Two-thirds of the House and Senate would need to sign off on the proposed amendment. A majority of voters in November would then need to approve it before it becomes law. From the Capitol, James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.